This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Widening the ambit of West Asia conflict, a United States submarine has struck the Iranian warship IRIS Dana off the coast of Gaul in Sri Lanka. The Mohs-class frigate was about 40 nautical miles south of Sri Lanka in international waters while returning to Iran. The vessel reportedly sank. Around 180 sailors were on board. Sri Lankan authorities say 80 bodies have been recovered and 78 people are injured. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out strikes on besieged and internal security command centers in Tehran. The Israeli Air Force says it has resumed attacks on Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has warned that whoever becomes Iran's next supreme leader would be considered a target. Briefing on Operation Epic Fury, U.S. Central Command Chief Admiral Brad Cooper said that in less than 100 hours, their forces struck nearly 2,000 targets using more than 2,000 munitions. He said Iran's air defenses have been severely degraded, with hundreds of ballistic missiles, launchers and drones destroyed. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency reports that 1,097 civilians have been killed in Iran since the 28th of last month. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, says there is no evidence that Iran is building a nuclear bomb. In view of the escalating situation, India's External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room operating from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Indian embassies in the region have also activated 24-hour emergency helplines to assist nationals. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from today to the 11th of this month, they will operate three additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. The flight carrier also noted that they have added three flights between Delhi and Frankfurt and one flight between Delhi and Paris from the 7th to 10th of this month. Meanwhile, Air India has also announced the option of complimentary rescheduling or full refunds on cancellation for passengers amid the continuing situation in the West Asia. Foreign Affairs and External Trade Minister of Bhutan, Dinanath Dhungel, and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs and Tourism Minister of Malta, Ian Bogg, yesterday arrived in India to attend the 11th Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. In a social media post, External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the partnership between India and Bhutan is built on deep mutual trust and goodwill. He added that the visit will further boost the relations between the two countries. Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat met Germany's Federal Government Commissioner for Tourism, Dr. Christoph Ploss, on the sidelines of the Tourism Minister's conclave at ITB Berlin yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Shekhawat noted that Germany is India's eighth largest inbound tourism market, reflecting the strong ties between both the nations. The minister also interacted with the German Association of Tour Operators during his visit to Germany. The Election Commission of India will hold a meeting virtually with the nodal officers of the enforcement agencies in Kolkata this morning in connection with the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal. Earlier, the commission held meeting with the district election officers and senior police officers and Central Forces nodal officer before the Holi festival on the 2nd of this month. Jagannath temple authorities in Puri has informed that the shrine will be out of bounds for devotees for 4 hours today for a special ritual called Banakalagi. In a public notice, Sri Jagannath temple administration yesterday said darshan inside the temple will be suspended from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis informed the Legislative Council that the government has established a special cell to trace missing women across the state, leading to a 10% increase in recovery cases over the past year. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final with a 9-wicket victory over South Africa in the first semi-final at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Put into bat first, South Africa posted 169 for 8 in their 20 overs. In reply, New Zealand chased down the target in just 12.5 overs, losing only one wicket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.